I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is April 1st, 2018. Today's story, Ta-Nehisi Coates has an incredibly clear explanation for why white people shouldn't use the N-word, by German Lopez. German begins. It's a question that comes up again and again in discussions of race. Why can't white people use the N-word, even as many black people use it, particularly in rap songs and other media? German. White people can use the word nigger. But if they do, certain people, like you and Coates, will accuse them of being racist. Welcome to the wacky, illogical America of the 21st century. German continues. Ta-Nehisi Coates, a writer at The Atlantic and author of We Were 8 Years in Power, has perhaps the best explanation I have ever heard on the topic, given during an event last month at Evanston Township High School in Illinois. German. Coates is the same guy who thinks America, the country which freed his ancestors from slavery at a cost of several hundred thousand lives, should pay African Americans reparations for the privilege of freeing them. I don't know that I've ever encountered a more vile, disgusting argument in my life. And I've debated some of the scummiest people on earth, but few who can rival Coates. He has redefined the word ungrateful. So what's Coates pushing this time? German wrote, Coates first pointed out that it is normal in our culture for some people or groups to use certain words that others can't. German, think about that for a minute. Coates is going to make an argument, and his opening premise on which he plans to build his argument is, it is normal in our culture? Seriously, German? You buy that? So when slavery was legal and widespread, you think a valid argument in support of that institution would have begun with, it is normal in our culture? No, German, you don't. You can easily see through the phony argument in that case. So why are you so willing to accept it in this case? German continues. For example, Coates' wife calls him honey. It would not be acceptable, he said, for strange women to do the same. German. Many, many women call people whom they don't know honey. It has happened to me many times. I didn't use it as an excuse to put them on the defensive when it was obvious that they meant no offense. And that is the crux of the argument. Intent. Coates ignores intent, which allows him to bully people by dictating to them what words he will allow them to use. Refusal to submit to his bullying results in the inevitable accusation of racist, which is meant to further pressure his victims into submission. German goes on. Similarly, Coates' dad was known by his family back home as Billy, but it would be awkward for Coates to try to use that nickname for his father. Now he quotes Coates. That's because the relationship between myself and my dad is not the same as the relationship between my dad and his mother and his sisters who he grew up with. We understand that. Now German writes, the same concept applies to different groups and their words. My wife, with her girlfriend, will use the word bitch. I do not join in. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. And perhaps more importantly, I don't have a desire to do it. German, if Coates meant that to be an analogy, he failed. He tried to connect two unrelated things. Those were examples of Coates voluntarily choosing not to use certain words because he found them uncomfortable. We all have that right. But neither example had any correlation to bullying people by demanding they avoid using words that, if used, will result in nasty name-calling, like racist. This is a classic regressive left tactic. Regressive leftists are those liberals who betray the very values which they claim to uphold. In this case, free speech. Yes, that makes them hypocrites. That's why most liberals distance themselves from regressive leftists like Coates, the same way moderate Republicans try to distance themselves from Trump. German wrote, Coates pointed to another example of a white friend who used to have a cabin in upstate New York that he called the White Trash Cabin. Coates said, I would never refer to that cabin in that way. I would never tell him, I'm coming to your white trash cabin. German, Coates can make his own decisions. That isn't the problem. The problem is that Coates seems to think that he can tell others that they must do, think, and speak the same way he does. Coates continues, the question one must ask is why so many white people have difficulty extending things that are basic laws of how human beings interact to black people. German, did you catch how Coates sneakily elevated his opinions on etiquette into basic laws? I did. Now Coates gives a potential answer. When you're white in this country, you're taught that everything belongs to you. German, I'm white and I was never taught that. Coates assumes that, one, he knows what white people are taught, and two, that all white people are taught the same thing. I would say Coates went 0-for-2 on that one. Coates continues, you think you have a right to everything. You're conditioned this way. It's not because your hair is a texture or your skin is light. It's the fact that the laws and the culture tell you this. German, in order to respond, I need to know which laws Coates is referring to. I also need him to be more specific regarding what he means by the culture tells you this. Coates continues, you have a right to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, be however, and people just got to accommodate themselves to you. German, Coates must have spent his entire life on Mars. I don't know anyone of any color who thinks they have the rights Coates just enumerated. In fact, there are laws against doing some things that you might want to do, or going places that you might want to go. Nor am I aware of any laws or culture that say that people have to accommodate themselves to me. Coates continues, so here comes this word that you feel like you invented, and now somebody will tell you how to use the word that you invented. And you think, why can't I use it? Everyone else gets to use it. You know what? That's racism that I don't get to use it. You know, that's racist against me. You know, I have to inconvenience myself and hear this song and I can't sing along. How come I can't sing along? German, in Coates' imaginary situation, his white guy misuses the word racist. According to dictionary.com, a racist is, quote, a person who believes in racism, the doctrine that one's own racial group is superior or that a particular racial group is inferior to the others, end quote. So Coates apparently doesn't understand the definition of the word himself, because using the word nigger has nothing to do with whether or not the person using it feels superior to the other race. Let me get this straight, German. You think this is incredibly clear? What's clear is that Coates needs to access a dictionary and invest some quiet time to read it. German continues. Coates concluded that white people should use this sense as a lesson. The experience of being a hip-hop fan and not being able to use the word, and then he types out N**ER, is actually very, very insightful. It will give you just a little peek into the world of what it means to be black. Because to be black is to walk through the world and watch people doing things that you cannot do, that you can't join in and do. So I think there's actually a lot to be learned from refraining. German, There are many, many things that I cannot do, not because I am white, but for many other reasons. There are many things Coates cannot do. So my question is, what things is Coates claiming that he cannot do because of his race? And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, biologists have turned back the clock on a key component of aging. In a study on middle-aged fruit flies, researchers substantially improved the animal's health while significantly slowing their aging. They believe the technique could eventually lead the way to delay the onset of age-related diseases in humans. The approach focuses on mitochondria, the tiny power generators within cells that control the cell's growth and determine when they live and die. Mitochondria often become damaged with age, and as people grow older, those damaged mitochondria tend to accumulate in the brain, muscles, and other organs. When cells can't eliminate the damaged mitochondria, they can become toxic and contribute to a wide range of age-related diseases. In this study, they found that as fruit flies reach middle age, which is about 1 month into their 2 month lifespan, their mitochondria change from their original small round shape to become larger and more elongated. This impairs the cell's ability to clear the damaged mitochondria. Dysfunctional mitochondria then accumulate with age rather than being discarded. Scientists removed the damaged mitochondria by breaking up enlarged mitochondria into smaller pieces, and when they did, the flies became more active, energetic, and had more endurance. Following the treatment, female flies lived 20% longer than their typical lifespan, while males lived 12% longer. The research highlights the importance of a protein called DRP1 in aging. At least in flies and mice, levels of DRP1 decline with age. To break apart the fly's mitochondria, researchers increased their levels of DRP1. This enabled the flies to discard the damaged mitochondria, leaving only healthy mitochondria. DRP levels were increased for 1 week, starting when the flies were 1 month old. At the same time, they demonstrated that the fly's ATG1 gene also plays an essential role in turning back the clock on cellular aging. They turned off the gene, rendering the fly's cells unable to eliminate the damaged mitochondria. This proved that ATG1 is required to reap the procedure's anti-aging effects. DRP1 breaks up enlarged mitochondria, and the ATG1 gene is needed to dispose of the damaged ones. In another part of the experiment, also involving middle-aged fruit flies, the scientists turned off a protein called MFN that enables mitochondria to fuse together into larger pieces. Doing so also extended the flies' lives and improved their health. So you can either break up the mitochondria with DRP1 or prevent them from fusing by deactivating MFN. Both methods have the same effect, making the mitochondria smaller and extending lifespan. And now we go to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, John Fugelsang. I will give no biography, as he has been previously quoted. Here's the quote from John Fugelsang. April is Confederate History Month, because what's more patriotic than wanting to quit America because you want to keep people as pets?
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!